Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Harris County Attorney Abby Kamen says she is taking action against those responsible for stealing homes. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
We are pursuing lawsuits against multiple individuals who in most cases have actually been working together.
Kamen says the organized group of criminals is using misrepresentation and falsifying documents. Through deceit and fraud, they've stolen homes of residents, living or dead, denying their heirs the rights to property promised to them by family elders. Kamen explains how they're doing it.
They are tricking notaries into signing paperwork, faking identities on documents, and passing forged deeds back and forth to try and cover their tracks.
If you are a victim of deed theft, Kamen recommends contacting the county attorney's office immediately. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Federal authorities have arrested a local immigration attorney who's charged with mail fraud and making false statements. 44-year-old Alla Novovieski made her first court appearance yesterday. The indictment claims that she accepted payments from clients seeking help, however, did not follow through submitting applications for her supposed clients. The indictment also alleges that she gave clients fraudulent documents. A grand jury has decided not to take action against a Galveston police officer who shot and killed 47-year-old Randy Martin during a routine traffic stop back in May. Our Juliana Washburn tells us Martin's family is still looking for answers.
Ever since Martin's death, his family has been fighting to see the body camera footage from the traffic stop. Officials haven't released the footage due to the ongoing investigation, but now Martin's family will get that chance after filing a special motion to see the footage. Aldoberto Ruiz is the family's attorney. He says they'll decide whether to pursue a lawsuit after seeing the video for themselves.
So that's kind of what we anticipate, that looking at the video will reveal to us some of the circumstances. But just because the grand jury no-billed Officer Nino, by no means does that mean that's going to be the same conclusion that we reach.
Ruiz says Martin's family will have a private viewing of the footage later this month. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
And the Texas Comptroller's Office is asking legislators to double the state's school voucher program to $2 billion. In its inaugural year, the program received more than 270,000 applications. More than 100,000 students remain on the wait list. However, concerns persist over how the program is delivering for students with disabilities. Here's Dr. Stephen Allen with Disability Rights Texas.
From what we are hearing anecdotally from families is that they are struggling to find private schools that will accept them, let alone provide special education services or even accommodations.
The Houston area leads the state in voucher applications, which have been controversial in other ways as well. Critics say the program takes away resources from public schools by diverting tax dollars to families for private and